Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
70740.
Your first and last name, please.
Kelly Kleinpeter.
Would you spell that last name for me, please?
Kleinpeter.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. And you say Kelly?
It could be under Paul, P-A-U-L, because that's the email. His old, it's showing its old email. I don't know how I even got it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I have my email with Walmart. It's a Walmart winner thing.
K-E-L-L-Y or E-Y?
Y.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see this name.
I had trouble this morning when I talked to somebody else. I had just called back on the call that came through last night at 10 o'clock. I was in the and so I called it back, and I thought, she said, well, we're a big call center for multiple things. So I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't have called back the number that called me. So I went back through the number on my bank online, because it was drafted through my checking account. I gave them my card, and I have an order number, if that'll help.
Let's try the order number. Usually it doesn't help because it's from another database, but let's try it.
Oh,
go ahead.
6806451115.
Now let's see. Yeah, I thought it wouldn't work. Usually.
Okay. This
came
from support@tryperfectshopdiscount.com.
Hmm.
It was a set of pots that I had supposedly won, and I needed to pay the shipping.
So are you charged with something?
It charged my account $6.95. But it said when I did it all that they would arrive between November 9th and November 15th. But I haven't gotten anything, and I haven't gotten any email or anything. It's extraordinary quality from Georgia. And that was the 800 number, the 866 number that I called.
Did you read the terms and conditions, ma'am?
I didn't get anything. That was the whole thing. I didn't have anything to print.
Hmm.
Well, I'm sorry. I did have stuff to print, but I couldn't because my printer ink was out.
Hmm.
But, I printed my order confirmation. And that's what I'm...
Do you have any other female... Do you have any other female in the house that's Kleinpeter, but a different first name or a different man other than Paul?
No.
Or a different woman other than Kelly?
No, just my husband and I.
I don't know why you're not calling, unless you're not calling the correct business.
Well,
so that's
on the debit on my checking account, you know, where it shows it, it gives this 866 number that I called, 866-202-9938, and it says customer support. Well, that's what it says when I call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's cookware.
Okay,
VMI.
No, it doesn't pop up by it. So those tag names are merchant IDs, usually bank to bank talk.
Oh,
you,
okay.
The name of the company can be different. So if you give me that we have over 200 companies that I don't all know by heart.
Uh-huh.
So. What is the, do not give me the full credit number, please. Credit card number.
Yeah.
But the card that was charged, may I have the last four and the first six?
You want the last four first?
Yes, let's do that first.
Okay. 2985.
2985. Okay,
the last
one
four
minute,
numbers.
Please. Let's try that first.
Okay.
And see if you pop up. So in your understanding, what you're looking at is the order. So this phone number should be correct?
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's what comes up on my checking account debit information.
Checking account debit, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes these numbers are recyclable, so you may have to. I'm hoping when we do this right now, we find you. But you may have to call back to the bank and have them work on your behalf and really dig to make sure the most current, you know, number is available for you.
Okay.
Because I'm here looking and we have lots of names.
Well, on the receipt that I printed out, at the bottom it says items in your order, cookware, VMI. Or VM1. I don't know if that's one or an I.
Yeah, none of that helps find you.
Okay. Okay.
Unfortunately, because of the database.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be looking with full intent to find your name.
Okay.
Or your husband's name, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I saw some Klein Peters, but they were not your names.
Hmm.
That's why I was asking if there were other people.
Okay.
I'm almost done with this last four. I was trying to see. A lot of names popped up under that, but not your name. Okay, the first six, please.
519835.
519835, correct?
Correct.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
Okay. Thank you.
The computer is taking a minute now. It's for it to pull up information.
Okay.
If we do the last four and the first six and I don't see your name, it means you may not be calling the right company. Now, you said you called earlier, and when you called earlier, they did not find you either?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, you may not be calling the right company. You have to go
well,
back
see,
to the bank.
Okay, I can do that. But what I did first is I just hit the call that came through last night, that number.
Oh, I see.
So when she couldn't help me, I called back from the number in my checking account information.
Ah, yes. Okay. Okay. So two different numbers.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you make this order? You made this order, right?
I did. Right.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, it's not I don't know why you're not showing up. Let's see here. I've checked under every criteria in terms of name, zip, the whole thing. Let me see. Give me one more moment. I'm checking one more. So you're looking under a statement, right?
Yes, my online banking says it's all together. Extraordinary Quality, GA, and then the 866-202-9938, New York, 298-.
Klein Peter is K-L-E-I-N-P-E-T-E-R?
Correct.
And Kelly was K-E-L-L-Y, right?
Correct.
And then Paul was the other name. Okay. I'm just rechecking and rechecking. That's all I'm doing.
Okay.
Because I'm like, they've got to be here, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually with the six-digit card and the six-digit and four-digit, that usually definitely brings up the person.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm looking under Paul's name last. I've looked under phone number. I've looked under email, first name. Well, the email, no, that's what I need to check. So I'm looking under Paul, just Paul, because I'm under Klein Peter. There's no Paul. There's no Kelly.
Okay. The email confirmation that I received comes to my email. You ready for it?
1 minute, please. I'm just looking under Paul now. And then that's it. Paul Klein Peter, I was looking for. Yeah, sometimes the numbers are recycled.
Uh huh.
Yeah. This. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No. Maybe I should email support at tryperfectshopdiscounts.com.
You can do that, but it's the calling. It's the calling. So just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
mm-hmm.
but do it all. Do it all, you know?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the email?
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, B as in boy, Paul.
Uh-huh.
k@gmail.com.
So you said the last part was P-A-U-L, then the letter K again.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. I want to make sure. Yeah, nothing comes up. I'm so sorry, Ms. Klein Peter. So.
Well, I appreciate you trying to help me.
Yeah, well, I'm trusting that you find it. Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, I just...
Okay.
If it was a scam, I just don't want them. I'll just stop that. Put a block on my account number.
Yeah, these accounts are important to find. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The best to you. Thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh.
Have a good day. Bye-bye now.
You too.